That's my finger beard.
That's a finger beard.
Okay. I was watching this thing with they were making fun of Geraldo Rivera, and he had a finger mustache. He's like,
all right, guys,
finger mustache, Conan.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 91, and it is April 29th, and you'll probably hear this not on April 29th, but that's okay. We love you. This is Herb.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
And this is Ryan.
Oh, I like that name, Misty. That's like, it's like, is that your real name?
Yes, it's on my birth
certificate. It's like mysterious.
Right, or like Mysterio.
After the song. Play
Dude! Yes, that's what I was thinking. I couldn't think of who did it. My mom loves that shit.
My brother was almost Misty, but he had a penis.
Wow.
Now he's like Mysterio?
No, actually, he's John Jr.
Mysterio.
Dude, Mysterio was a badass character, man. Spider-Man?
I know, it's just funny.
With that fucking like globe on his head, it looked like a snow globe, you know?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm a dork.
I just want to let everyone know, like, this is actually our one-year anniversary of Foul Monkeys.
Woo! Oh, there's confetti everywhere. Rip Taylor's here, and he's shooting it all off.
And cat litter.
But he has a throat thing. He can't talk.
Right now. Oh,
throat.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
His throat hurts. Bye, Rip.
See ya. We still paid him anyway.
Yeah. Because we're ballers.
Because his presence was in the air.
We have Misty has actually complained about our studio setup because our chairs are not comfortable.
Yeah, those
are comfortable for fat asses, okay?
Do you know it's true? They're not comfortable for bony asses either.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I broke a pelvis
you must
in
have
there.
The perfect bone.
This chair is just right.
Like Goldilocks. Huh?
Yeah, Jinx.
Did you hear like Goldilocks?
That's Well, that's actually my rap name is Thugsy Locks.
Oh, I got these snap.
Locks, and I'm straight thugging.
And your cornrows are all blonde and shit.
Yeah, Thugsy Locks, yo.
Oh, that's
What?
I playing with the pens.
Oh.
And you found the big bad wolf, and you're like, my grandmother, how big your mouth is. Yeah, yeah. You know?
What?
What?
Yeah. I hate that guy.
Okay.
Really?
Yes, I don't like him at all.
Why?
What's his name? Little John?
Little John. Yeah. Dude, he's bad. No, I'm right with you there, Misty. I mean, like, not to be... Well, no, I will be offensive. Fuck that. there are certain people in our world, like a guy that I'm about to talk about, that kind of like personify the reason why the rest of the world doesn't like that culture, because they kind of represent that culture unknowingly, like Little John. I mean, Little John is like the reason why why very stereotypical American red-blooded white people don't like black people, right there.
Yeah.
Because he's not, you know what I'm saying? Not, he's definitely... He's not like any other black person. I mean, he definitely, you know, he represents some weirdo celebrity in my mind, but that's just because it's like, you know, I've been exposed to diversity and, you know, I'm not an idiot. But typical average whoever, you know, in Iowa or in Ohio or something, right, is going to think that that's like how black people are. And that's like,
yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like the media's fault in a way, but it's also, dude, you need to like represent your people and stop being an idiot with like your fucking 5-word like vocabulary. Like, I could not believe that he came out with a song with Usher called Yeah. Who the fuck comes out with a song called Yeah?
Usher
like
him.
the minute that came out, I was like, oh my god, there's a song called One Word that Little John can only say. It's like perfect for him because that's like the only thing he can say. I mean, the whole song is like, yeah, 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 yeah. And like, yeah,
he's built his career on like essentially like 3 or 4 words.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
What?
Everybody said what? Yeah. It like,
and then he
like...
said, what?
What? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Indubitably.
Isn't that what you
I don't think he said that.
Indubitably.
Okay.
Yeah. His thing with Dave Chappelle was pretty funny though, when he talked all like, you know, Masterpiece Theater-ish, and he got all formal and stuff. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. I mean, you know, and I'm sure he's like a regular guy, but it's like, come on guys, this is why right here why nobody likes black people. Right there. Just like the guy from Will and Grace, and this next person I'm going to talk about on LiveJournal is the reason why nobody likes gay people.
Who would that
right
be?
Right Well, there's this guy named Ernest who who's on LiveJournal. Who
would it be? Ernest L. Sewell the fourth?
Yeah, that's it. He's his LiveJournal is Ernest Sewell. That's ErnestSewell.livejournal.com. And yeah, he's born in 1968, and this guy's a loser. Holy crap! Like, wow, man. I thought I met some losers in my time, because I really have, man. Going to high school in like fucking white ass Arizona, I've met some retarded people. But wow, man. I mean, I'm interested. He apparently used to have his own The Ernest Experience radio show for 2 years. I cannot imagine what was on that show. I mean, Little John might as well be saying yeah and what and okay, and that probably sound the same.
Well, let's give everyone a clue as to why we're speaking of this anonymous.
Right, because we don't person. Just hate for no reason. You know, we hate for
Misty
very funny
has
reasons.
A whole commentary she would like to go over.
I don't
over.
Have a whole commentary. I just have a few things I'd like to touch on.
Let's go. Let's
she
go dialogue time.
Okay.
Full of information.
Closer to the mic.
Get up on it, bitch.
Do we want to say actually what this is like responding to?
You probably should, yes. Before
yeah,
I go
here we
off
go.
On
all
a
right,
rant,
well,
if people
this
are
is
like, that's a crazy
right.
bitch.
wait, so before crazy. You wait, before you say that, I mean, dude, we're foul monkeys. We make fun of everybody. Ricky and I are both gay. One's fat, one's a skinny motherfucker. You know, it's not a big deal. We like everybody.
I'm
we hate
fat.
Everybody.
You know, well, you're fluffy.
Yeah, you're there's the word.
Fluffy.
You're a puffer. I'm a midnight toker.
That's Ryan.
So, you know, we get along with everybody. We don't get along with everybody. We make fun of everybody. It's not a big deal. We have a radio show. We don't get paid for this. We don't care. If you don't like it, that's cool. Tell us, but don't be a pussy anonymous bitch. And don't listen to it if you don't like it. I mean,
exactly.
That's it. I mean, how fucking more clear can it be, dude? It's a free fucking country. Don't listen to it. You know, nobody's holding a gun to your head or a penis for that matter. So
what it is that this person wrote this like big post about me in LiveJournal, and I had
this
no
huge,
idea.
This huge like monologue.
It.
Yeah,
I had no idea he wrote it because I'd already removed him from my friends list or whatever. So
because your loser radar went off.
Right.
And it was like, beep, 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 delete.
But he sends me this awesome IM, which I don't know if I really want to read the whole thing. Should I read it?
Oh, no, go ahead. He used to be exposed like a loser. I'm sorry, dude. People that are retarded, that are dumb enough to allow themselves to be known as retarded, should be known as retarded to everybody.
Misty's like, hell yeah, motherfucker. She's got her hands in the her hands or her fist in the air and everything.
Because it's not like, I mean, here's the main thing. Right. We don't go on your fucking LiveJournal and talk about how bad you are until you badmouth us anonymously on our website.
Exactly.
So fuck you, bitch. Keep going.
Okay, so he writes, anonymous or not, you still read my message on your little show, which is hysterical. You take any criticism, but you can't take it without, again, trying to diss someone. You guys can make up whatever, what are they hiding, or he doth protest. Am I saying that right? Doth? Yeah.
Doth.
He doth protest too much, kind of stuff you wish. I know who I am, and at the end of the day, Ricky, I do not bash other people's beliefs or trivialize them to a point which you have over and over. And I'm not here to prove myself to you, though. Hell, I even left you a direct message on my LiveJournal, right as I dropped your ass for just these issues, which you probably never saw because you never responded to it. Not surprising, I suppose. When you act the way you have and have said the things you have, it makes me question who and what you really are inside. Yet another part of me wants no part of that either. What's that saying? Don't go searching for something you don't want to find.
Take your own advice, please.
So then he writes this big long LiveJournal entry, which we'll put a link on the website so everyone can go and read it.
Yep.
And because I'm not going to read it, it's really long. I mean, he took a lot of time to do it.
And
I guess
like
I give
and like posted pictures and shit. It's like, dude, what's wrong
yeah,
with
he
you?
He posted pictures of me. I'll at least give him credit that he actually took the time to actually write this, you know, for something that's just so horrible and that he can't stand to listen to. But he actually could write something up like that.
Yeah, it's not like we're on TV and you can't avoid this on the news, like, you know, like the fucking Pussycat Dolls or George Bush. So, because I can't seem to get away from that Don't You song still. I can't escape it.
Don't you wish you could be with
Exactly. Me. Or Little Dawn, for that matter.
So anyway, yeah, Misty. Yeah. What?
Okay!
I'm sorry, what?
What?
So Misty has a few things to add. I don't know if she's going to actually read from the live journal entry or not, but about what she's going to respond to.
I'm going
to
do a few quotes.
So you go ahead and you guys discuss. I'm going to get some water while you're doing it.
Okay, well, first of all, with what you just said, the little IM he sent you, I may misquote, I don't know, but I do believe one of them said, "I do not bash other people's beliefs. What are you doing now? By writing this long live journal post and making such a big old stink about it, you are bashing other people's beliefs."
Right, and we didn't, like, come after you. And, dude, we're already gay. So, I mean, if you're upset for us making fun of Christians or gay people, dude, Ricky is a Christian. My mom went to boarding school, like, half her life. And we're both gay. So who cares?
Exactly. And also, you said the last thing you said there was, don't go searching for something you don't want to find. What are you doing? What do you think you're doing? Okay, so back to his live journal thing. Which, by the way, hold on, let me do that. This is 7 paragraphs. You know, so he took some time to write it. He even quoted himself.
And pictures.
With something that he said previously in an email.
Right, he's like having a conversation with us, with himself, but we haven't said anything.
Well, that email was actually sent to the person who sent them the information about my podcast.
Okay.
So that's what he actually wrote to that person.
Yeah, it is Herb said he also had pictures of Ricky. Right. He took the time.
But like not even like link. I mean this is like ridiculous. Not even to link to Ricky's LiveJournal user pics, to actually host the pics himself on his own photo bucket or whatever.
That's hot.
And then link like and it's like, dude, are you done? Are you done yet? Shut up. Just shut up. Yeah.
Okay, so the first 2 sentences in his LiveJournal post. The first one, I'll probably get heat for this, but whatever. Yeah, you're going to get heat for it. And as far as the but whatever, that's what we said. But guess who keeps coming back?
Right.
The second sentence, my journal, my thoughts. Maybe that's what this podcast is, too. It's all of our thoughts. Interesting. There's a little word coming to mind. But we'll discuss it in a minute. Another quote.
Misty is serious.
Yeah, man, she's like a newscast. It's like, today on Misty Drops Ass.
Misty's
and then you can get Little John to come in and actually get him to say, or no, you can just get some gangster to come in and be like, stand right in front of you and put his arms like across with gold chains and be like, dropping knowledge on these motherfuckers, biatch! Be like your mascot. You know?
Okay, go ahead, so I'm sorry. In regards of when Foul Monkeys was first brought to his attention, he figured he would check it out or whatever. But he said, if you really want to listen to this garbage, find it yourself. I'm not linking to it. Guess what? First of all, if you put Foul Monkeys in Google,
it's the first
5 things that pop up.
Right. And, dude, so you're not going to take time to put a simple link that fucking C-Magic can do for you.
Right.
But you'll host Ricky's own icons on your live journal.
And it's funny you call it garbage. Because that's something else I'm going to point out in a second.
Right.
Another thing that he stated was, who is Ricky Burton? I like how he uses your whole name. Mm-hmm. Who is Ricky Burton or anyone else to dismiss that because they don't happen to believe in the same path that I've taken or where I am today? He said, no one. That's what. What I get from this statement is that you're saying, who is Ricky to judge? You feel that no one should judge you. Talk about a hypocrite.
Yep.
Right.
You are being extremely judgmental about somebody that you have never met, that you base solely on a podcast that they're just having conversations about everyday life and everyday things that they've come in contact with. It's called an opinion. It's also called free speech.
And it's fun.
And yeah, we agree that you have free speech and you can say what you want, but why you actually called Ricky an asshole. You said Miller Time 77 is an asshole. Well, guess what? I think you are, and that's coming from me. My name is Misty Foster, and guess what? I live in Lakeland.
Biatch.
Go ahead, girl.
Oh, and I'm not done yet.
Oh.
I went to your LiveJournal page, and When Herb revealed earlier that you were born in 1968, I was a little shocked.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, grow the fuck up, man.
Exactly. But... why don't you act your age? Why don't you show the maturity that you apparently don't have yet?
You could be my daddy.
Yeah, but in reality, you could probably be your brother, too. Like, your younger one.
He could be. Yeah,
you know, with the shit that he's saying is what I mean. It's just like... yeah. I mean, not, level-wise, you know, yes. Now that he's gone, oh, go ahead.
I'm so sorry.
No.
It's just, you know.
You're open.
Misty's had like two Get days it, to Misty. Think about. No, was it today that I sent you this information or yesterday?
Actually, they're all it was running today.
Together. Oh, it was today?
Earlier today. Yeah. It says, he said, I cannot apologize for what I believe in or how strongly I hold to it. It's not a crutch. It's who I am. Yeah, I'm a bit crass at times, and sometimes I'm downright ballsy. Guess what?
Yeah, so ballsy.
You are so ballsy that when the Foul Monkeys podcast, which apparently offends you so, you posted anonymously. Yeah, that's real fucking ballsy there, buddy.
Take some huge cojones.
And yeah, man, I don't think anybody has bigger balls than Ricky,
oh
so don't
God.
Even try.
No.
Don't even try. Don't even try, Ernest.
He's got them on the table right now.
He's got them. I mean, yeah.
At first, I was like, is that a bowling ball bag? Oh, my God, no.
It's a flying squirrel. Your balls will never be as big as my boyfriend's.
Oh, my God.
Shut the fuck up.
I have one thing, and then I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay. We don't have to. We can discuss
part of that
it.
Other, part of the first part of the last sentence that don't really make sense, but you know. He stated, I cannot apologize for what I believe in or how strongly I hold to it. Well, guess what? We're not going to apologize for what we believe in either, so stop right. trying to get one.
Asshole.
Right, exactly. Dude, don't... The only reason we're coming back at you so hard is that you had to start shit to begin with. I mean, this sounds, you know, not even to get... I mean, we don't even have to get to all the things that are on your live journal that we could rip apart in 50 billion different ways because you...
Like
yeah,
cats.
Like you're a freak.
Right. Like, we... I mean, you set yourself up for, like...
Purple Rain. Like, right, any media.
You set yourself up for, like, ass beating. You know what I mean?
He probably has an interpreter in his house that does it.
Just in case, yeah. No, I mean, he sets himself up for like, mockery, dude. I mean, you're asking for an ass kicking, okay? You know, I don't know about anybody else, but I've gotten to the confident point in my life, and, you know, mind you, I'm only 21. I've gotten to this point in my life by, listening a whole lot and developing the confidence on my own and not having to walk all over everybody else to do it. You sound like you're still me back in, like, you know, freshman year or something, back when I was, like, 13 or 12, because you've got to make other people, you know, feel bad to feel good about yourself, and you write in your live journal, like, 8 times a day. And, I mean, come on, dude. That's, like, fucking high school.
Oh, my God. I want to say this, though. Someone actually responded to his journal and said, Miller Time 77 is a foul one. He's just one of those stupid, uninformed fags who has no clue what the hell he's talking about. Oh, this is the best part. Everyone, grab your purses or something. I don't
My
know.
Coin
grab,
purses?
Yeah, grab whatever you can because this is going to be the most shocking thing. And I hope all of you, like, I don't know who would ever believe this, but he has no clue what the hell he's talking about. Oh. And he defends child molesters. I have no experience. I have no experience, which means he's never fucking heard it.
Right.
With his podcast, but I sincerely feel bad for the people who do.
Right. You know what that sounds like? My ex was a very like pussy kind of guy. Lots of good things about him, but whenever we have a problem, instead of just talking to me about it or about his best friend that moved here with him, he would go on LiveJournal and tell all of his billions of friends in Tennessee, which is where he was from, and then they would all like rip me completely on LiveJournal, and I didn't even say anything, and they had never met me, and they would all just bam agree with him, even though they have no idea who I am or anything about me at all. I mean, they barely even knew my name. So this woman or this guy or whoever, I mean, dude. You can't back your friend up if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
So sit down.
And then please. Ernest says that he would love to know what the link was for my live journal so that he could see what I was, you know, what this idiot was saying.
See, really, it's really funny because he's basically saying that you have offended him.
Mm-hmm.
and he thinks you're an asshole, and basically doesn't think your opinion means anything. But he wants to know about your live journal.
Right.
He wants to listen to the newest episode after all of this went down.
Which I'm sure he's listening now.
Right, yeah. and he made a choice to seek out, like, obviously and evidently offensive material on his own. It's his choice, dude. We didn't hold a gun to your head.
I'm really not offended that he doesn't like the show. I mean, I could really care less because he's not the first person, and you're not going to make everyone happy, and that's fine.
Right, and he won't be the last.
Don't be fucking retarded about it, you know?
Right, like, know your shit, check yourself before you wreck yourself, bitch.
Exactly.
So, I guess that's about all we have to say about him. Anything else needed to add?
Maybe
if you would like to discuss this with him, you could actually IM him on AIM, and his instant messenger name, he can't hear. Whoops.
We'll okay, there we go.
Okay.
Hi.
And his instant messenger name is ELS Friend. So go on and give him your opinion and see how he takes it.
Right, and honestly, you know, that was an anonymous comment, and I guess 100% we're not completely sure that it was him, but I mean, it's like, all signs point to yes, all signs point to fag, all signs point to shut the fuck up. So,
exactly.
You know, if it's not you, wow, well, I mean, damn, you got us, but it might as well be you because you're a loser anyway. Right.
So, Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
It was good.
It was funny.
It was very funny.
It was. I think I enjoyed it a little bit more than Shaun of the Dead. Because
right.
I told you guys.
I did too.
Me too.
I kept expecting there to be zombies, though.
Right.
I will say that. The whole time I'm like, ooh, here they come. Ooh, it's creepy music. Here it comes. Fuck.
Which are those the only two movies they've been in together?
That I
know. No, they have like a whole series of movies, actually. Okay. But they're all like, they're all British films, and I guess those are the only two big ones that have come
out. I noticed
there
were people in the theater that weren't laughing. I wonder if that's because they don't get.
It's because they're British too. They're like, oh.
So after the movie, we went to Chili's.
Oh, where we met like total
barbecue
freak
sauce.
Boy.
I'm still not sure that was a boy.
It
barbecue
was
sauce.
A boy. I swear
I don't,
to you, it was
I think
a boy.
It was an elf.
I know that no.
Elves, no.
This
no.
All right, first
elves
of all,
are small hot. And like yeah, like relatively attractive, you know.
I was the
Misty
one most
sits
disturbed
down
by it
at the
and
table.
Had to bring it to others' attention.
Misty sits down at the table and it's
you're not supposed to pause, jeez.
Well,
sorry.
There's like a bunch
is
of little
too loud?
Noises.
Yeah, it's like very crackly. You guys aren't clear. It sounds like a radio.
Oh.
Ooh, it's authentic.
All right, so, hey, call me in a second. I'm going to hand it up, okay?
All right.
But keep going, whatever.
All right.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay, we're good.
Wait, what?
Well.
All right, is it started?
It's recorded, but go ahead.
Oh.
Okay.
Never mind. Go ahead. All
right. So we go to Chili's after seeing the movie, and we sit down, and my attention is immediately brought to somebody that's across the little way, a couple booths down, and I'm so, I don't know.
Captivated?
I wouldn't say that.
Spellbound?
Hypnotized.
Mysterio. I don't know.
For some reason, I don't know.
You were mystified?
No, it mystified. wasn't a good thing.
You were dumbstruck?
Oh.
Oh, I know. You were befuddled.
There we go. Okay.
We're like, what? Like, what?
So,
yeah.
I had to bring it to everyone else's attention. And it was this really, well, first of all, when I brought it to everyone's attention, it was this kid who's was chunky, but very androgynous looking with long hair.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
had weird eyes.
Was it black hair?
Dark colored hair.
Yeah,
it was brownish. I thought more.
Okay,
like
never mind.
It was a natural cotton color, not like a black.
But at first, he had a hairnet on.
Was it a hairnet?
It was.
It was a hairnet
because I've seen the little diamond shapes of a lesser.
Oh,
thread.
Like the mesh stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the rim of it was really thick, like a hairband, like a ponytail thing.
That's how they usually are. They're usually like. Because they're, like, rolled up, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I'm sorry,
Ricky,
I'm not a lunchroom lady or anything.
No,
I don't know.
Ricky would know about hair.
Ladies?
What the fuck did you just say?
That's fucking hot, dude.
So anyway.
No, he said I wouldn't know anything lady. About hair.
Oh,
I love
my
you.
God.
I love you, Hush.
And sitting, he looks like he's there with his mom and probably little sister. But there is this girl sitting next to him, and she's very tiny, but she's actually really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And they acted like they were boyfriend and girlfriend. But there was just something so weird about this kid. He just looks so weird. You want to elaborate, Ricky?
Yeah, he was kind of like Lord of the Rings weird. Like,
like Harry
like
and
he actually,
Hobbit-y
like or? It looked like, what's her name? Steven Tyler's daughter.
Liv Tyler?
Yeah, Liv Tyler. You know how she had that thing around her head and she looked like, you know, she was an elf, right?
Yeah.
I haven't really seen the movies. I've seen posters and stuff, but that's what it looked like he was wearing to me. Just that little band that goes across like that. But then he was like, well, first of all, the mom got up, and then I was like, oh, that's a whole family of freaks. I hope that girl gets away from them.
Yeah, the mom was wearing, like, it was like shorts with a skirt front, like a skirt, but it was very, very short. And she
like,
was
and
she
very,
a plus-size woman.
And very
like,
black.
Like not what you want to see on a woman at all.
Yeah.
Or a mom, for that matter.
But the boy was just, like, really freaking me out. Like, I really think that he's going to be, like, a murderer. I kept telling Misty, I'm really
disturbing.
Nervous.
That was it. Yeah. That's what I used at first. It was disturbing. So I had to bring it to other people's attention. And it was great because I could sit there and be disturbed in quietness because where Ryan was sitting, I could stare at the guy and it would look like I'm looking at Ryan.
That is fucking badass. I love that, dude. Person placement when you're at a restaurant is so fucking key because it's like, look at that fucking crazy guy over there. And all you have to do is like, it's like, all right, dude, sit here so I can like, yeah.
I got a picture of him on my camera phone on my phone, but it's not real good. I mean, it would be really good if you could see, like, the head thing that he had on.
Yeah. Dude,
there's this girl that comes in at Walmart every week or so. And, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, Mr. Ernest, who's offended by everything I say. I'm cool with whatever. Everybody goes through phases. I mean, I hate to be, like, disclaimer up the ass, but I really don't think, especially new listeners, like, don't really realize, like, who you or I are, you meaning Ricky, you know, we don't...
Or anyone that's on the show.
Right, they, like, don't, you know, it's like, dude, we're not like this all the time. It's a fucking show, and we like to make fun of people, and we like to have a good time.
I like this all the time.
Yeah, Ryan is like this all the time.
This is 100%
Ryan.
Get.
I'm probably a little less bitchy.
I'm more talkative.
I'm pretty much the same, but it's like, you know, usually... When we're on the show, we're just sitting and talking. In real life, it's like we're actually doing stuff, so it's not like we sit and make fun of people all day.
My thing is I'm actually kind of shy in person, like towards newer people. So like this, like on this show, is not how I am like out in the real life. You know,
right? Everybody's like, "Wow!"
I don't think, but
everybody's like, "Wow, Herb, your boyfriend sounds really gay." I'm like, "Dude, that's because you're listening to him on the show. He's not like that at all."
And wow, I'm confused. Is that supposed to hurt or not?
Well, I find it kind of annoying because a lot of people that I've kind of introduced to the show, they're like, wow, he sounds like really queenie. And I'm like,
that is one
about?
Thing I've noticed. Yeah. When people like have said like mean things at posts, they always refer to you guys as femboys. And honestly, the reason I like hanging out with you guys is because you're like guys. You're not...
Like the only thing that's gay about Ricky, and I've had this discussion with a friend of mine just a little while ago. The only thing that's gay about you at all, because if you really know Ricky,
is
I mean,
like
he's not
like Tori Amos.
No, not even that.
Not just, even that.
Like,
damn, must be bad.
Your voice can be a little gay sometimes, but you can tell it's not like. Like I remember in high school, some people once they come out, then all of a sudden it turns from hey to hey. It's not like you're not like one of those guys that like changed. I mean, you can tell you've had a voice your whole life, and that's just how you're born, and that's it. And it's not really that gay. I mean, I don't think people understand what gay is. Like,
I will say one thing that's gay about Ricky that I noticed today.
What's that?
You have like the decorative towels in the bathroom.
Oh, that never get used.
Yeah.
Yeah. I well, do that. Used one. That could also
that's okay.
be described.
They're kind of dusty. They need to be washed anyway.
That could be also described as like Latina, because that's like, I don't know if you ever noticed, but like in Miami, man, when we'd have, you know, my mom would bring me over her. She had this friend who was like a professional manicurist, and she was really good, and she wouldn't charge her much. And we go over there, and they had this whole room in this house that they don't use. And it's only like a 2-bedroom house, but one of the rooms they sacrifice, even though like 4 people live there, because they sacrifice it for like looks, and they never touch it. I mean, it's like there's like plastic on the furniture. It's never been touched, ever.
I've seen that before.
I don't know and about it's like, the plastic. That was stupid.
It's weird.
I could see a room for show, but don't cover it up with plastic.
Yeah, like dust
vacuum
the motherfucker.
It, right?
Right.
Clean up your shit.
But, you know, what I was going to say was
show,
that, like...
You're going to have some time to clean up your shit.
Right.
You know, what I was going to say is that, you know, like, you know, I and Ricky, as far as I know, I mean, you know, we're both really accepting of everybody. And if you're not going to take the time to laugh at yourself for something that's obviously kind of silly, then we're going to do it for you. So, that's it, you know, But yeah, there's this girl that comes into Walmart, and she has, like, I don't even know. She has, like face paint, like, Kiss on her. But it's not, but it's like she put the Kiss makeup on, and I say Kiss because we used to have this Halloween set of paint for face paint that my dad bought, like, you know, back in the day, and we still have it somewhere.
Back in the day, like, which to Herb and Ryan would be, like, 1986.
No. it would be like 1974 or something. I don't remember when Kiss was out, but
they're still out. They're still touring.
Yeah, they're still. Yes. Yeah,
one
true.
Last time
yeah,
every
sure.
year.
Yeah,
sure.
What's his name just got Botox. Gene Simmons. Or not Gene Simmons. Yeah. Gene
what Simmons. On his tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
To keep it looking fresh.
But yeah, so this girl comes in and she looks like she put this Kiss makeup on and then she jumped in the pool and came to Walmart. Because it's like it's all like runny, and her eyes are all like glassy, and she always looks like she's not like baked, and not really tweaked either. She just looks like
sounds like someone Garrett should date.
Oh, burn! Oh.
Well, I really shouldn't say that because I don't know Garrett as well as you guys do. So maybe
right, but it's funny anyway.
It.
I don't know.
So I don't know. It's just, you know, I know what you guys mean because this, and then there's this other, and she's like this young girl, and she always comes in with this other girl that's like her age, and they're both like 15. Always. They're like together always. And they shop, but it's like, they kind of just walk around and don't really shop because I never see them put anything in the cart.
Because they shoplift. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, no, but it's like, it's, I mean, I would recognize that because, never mind. But, What are you doing? What are you doing? And I know that half the time people that dress a certain way or whatever, a lot of it's for attention. But it's just like, dude, what are you doing, man? The security's gonna come after you. You know, like don't go looking for trouble with some weird ass face paint.
Coming in,
you know what I mean?
Walmart dressed like Halloween.
Yeah, it's like what are you? Right, it's like what are you doing?
Hey.
Man?
Hey,
and then this
Becky, do you want to put on some makeup and go to Walmart and just like walk
like,
around
oh my
all
God.
Stoned?
Gotta stop by the pool first.
Yeah, seriously,
swim a couple laps.
Maybe they walk through some sprinklers.
It's almost like she sprayed like she looks almost like a China doll. I mean, she like sprayed like silicone over her face.
Ooh.
I mean, it's like this glassy look, and she always looks like she's out of her mind. And I want to just stop her and be like,
ask her what she does.
Right?
Yeah, I want to just like stop her and be like, where's the drugs? You know, do I have to take him the back? You know, I don't know. And then there's this woman, this black lady that comes in.
Is there something you're not telling us?
Dude, Walmart is a lot more than retail, let me tell you.
Where shopping is a pleasure.
Oh.
It's Publix.
Oh.
Yeah. Shopping is a pleasure.
I don't know.
I love Publix.
Always low prices.
So,
Before we go into that, do you know Walmart is trying to copyright that so no one else can use
can
it?
Can say always?
No, like,
always low prices. It's not even a sentence. Like, that's
always
why they like it, because, like, it's good for white trash, because
right.
they don't...
Well, see,
always low prices, always.
That would produce people being like, all prices, all low, all times.
No.
All
yeah.
our prices are the bomb. Here at
all prices are low, all time. All time, you got to Walmart, you got prices, you got wood prices. And chicken and sample chicken. It's like the same guy at the mall, at every mall. Yeah, I swear to God. So there's this other one. Well, actually, you know that slogan, I guess it is already theirs, because it was on Wheel of Fortune. It was like, slogan was the subject, and it was always low prices always. So I guess it's already Walmart's, because everybody knew it. Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, because it doesn't make sense. What do you call it?
This is not a complete sentence, and is also a slogan.
Right.
It's like a predicate.
So there's this black woman that comes in, and she always wears sunglasses, like 24 hours a day, like Little John. And, like, all the time. I mean, it's like, you know, you'd think she'd, like, run into shit in the parking lot at night, because our lights aren't that bright. So, but she has, I'm talking, like, every time I see her, I'm like, I try to say goodbye, and I choke, because she looks like Macy Gray. Like, not a healthy Macy Gray, though. Like, a cracked-out Macy Gray on, like, Quaaludes. You know? Her hair is, like, bigger than... Her hair is huge. It's not really long. Like, it's not like Pocahontas' hair. It's like huge, like, billowing hair. Like, a storm brewing. Like, you could get, like, pencils and food and little children lost in that hair. And she's cool, and she comes in... I mean, she's, like, a regular. She comes in, like, every 2 days. I mean, everybody knows her, but it's just, like... It's like, dude, you know that, like, I mean, you know, and it doesn't really matter what other people think, you know, who cares? But it's just like, people have to realize, because, you know, people that kind of do something weird or dress themselves weird, they all give you this look when you look at them, like, what the fuck are you looking at, man? And it's like, well, I'm not the one that's fucking dressed like Halloween with children popping out of my hair.
I'm not wearing a prom dress in Walmart.
Right, and it's fine to be individual, and it's fine to be different. I mean, you know, I totally support that all the way, but it's just like, you get
exactly
right. You have to. You need to expect it. You need to expect.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Just like Mr. Ernest. If you're gonna be a fag, expect to be treated like one.
Oh no. Shit!
So.
Give me some words.
No, it's true. It's true. If you're gonna be a pussy about something, you know, that's it. So, but her hair. I mean, it's like, I could literally. It's like the night of the living wig. I mean, I could get like lost in that shit. I mean, it's, like, bigger than... I need to relate it to something. It's, like, bigger than my computer monitor. And mine isn't a flat screen. It's, like, a whole, like, a tube. It's, like, huge.
It's, like, the 1984. She's rocking a CRT haircut.
Except hers has, like, a one-color wheel. It's only brown.
Oh. Adjust your screen for one colors.
Right.
One colors.
The audience is now suffocated. So that's my
So opinion. What else do we have on the list? Oh, we have some would you rathers.
Oh.
Yeah,
I also
like
to say that I got a deal today by hitting on the woman at the movie theater.
Oh, the movie theater.
Yeah. But like she was all like, "Where's your student ID?" And I was like, "I don't have one, but I go to PCC." And she's like, "Oh, okay." And then gave me the student.
And she's like,
"I thought you're gonna be like,
sir."
I thought you're gonna be like, "I don't have one, but I left it at your mom's house last night."
Oh, you know? I don't think that would have got him a discounted ticket.
Yeah, I don't think that would have gone over well.
I don't know, man. I would have done it.
All right, so. Well, I guess it's just going to be us three reading our would you rathers until you get here, like on May 29th.
Yeah.
But
sooner than that, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, that's when you're like you're officially here. Like I hope to be here. But Ryan, would you like to lead us in with the theme song?
Oh yes. Would you rather do this or that?
There we go.
I love it.
Yeah!
What?
Little John! We need to get Little John to come in and remix that and be like, you know.
That's too many words.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
he'll just say yeah in the background while I sing.
I say yeah a lot.
Yeah, you'd be like, would you rather? And he'd be like, okay!
Alright,
you know?
Yeah. So, I'll go first with mine.
Okay.
He said, okay. I just...
Okay!
Would you rather fight to death A creature that has the body of a wolverine and the head of a cobra, or a creature that has the body of a tiger and the head of Ed Begley Jr.?
Ed Begley Jr.
Begley Jr.? I don't know who that is.
Who is that?
let's look him up right now. I'll do it.
Put him in Wikipedia.
Have you, any of you ever seen Meet the Applegates?
Yes.
Nope.
With the insect people?
Is he the dad guy?
He's the dad.
Oh, okay. He's like a totally normal-looking guy.
What's his name?
Ed Begley Jr., B-E-A-G-L-E-Y.
He kind of reminds me of the old, like, Duracell battery people. Like, he looks plastic, kind of.
He's not in, I might spell it wrong.
Oh, okay. I know who he is. His last name is spelled B-E-G-L-E-Y.
Oh, my bad. I put an A. I spelled Begley.
And he's old.
Yeah, he's not in Wikipedia.
What? Really? Damn, he's nobody.
Damn.
Know,
even
right?
I'm in Wikipedia.
I'm in Wikipedia. Actually,
we
he's
are
been on recent Wikipedia. Episodes of Miami CSI, too.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, well, no.
Wow, TV buff.
I
would have to say Tiger.
I would do the first one.
Head. Last time I remember, Ed Begley is in,
the cobra can,
or
like,
whatever,
shoot
isn't
venom
poisonous.
At you.
Yeah,
right. Dude, no. I would do the first one because I don't know if anybody, if you actually have seen a Wolverine, they're very tiny. They're not, like, ferocious. They're like, the character Wolverine in X-Men has nothing to do with an actual Wolverine at all.
Yeah.
I mean, they both have claws because one's an animal and one's, you know, a mutant or whatever, but it's like,
well, I was totally
an actual
thinking, like,
Wolverine.
A Wolverine, like, as in, like a monster.
No, but an actual, I mean, like an actual Wolverine, like the, oh, you mean a werewolf?
The animal. Oh, yeah, that's a werewolf. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, I guess I changed my mind.
No, I still go with the tiger because I think I could probably talk him down out of it.
Right, because he actually
with
has
like
a little bit of sense.
Yeah. With like a chair and a whip.
Like, think about
what?
Your
unless
career.
Unless it's the head of...
What is this going to do for your
unless
career?
Unless it's the head of Ernest Sewell.
Yeah, then we'd have to tempt him with Prince albums.
Think of your Prince.
Like, I have the Prince album on fucking Zip Disc, okay?
That's how
you don't have that one.
He would bore you to death with all the copies of Purple Rain he has.
Yes. Oh, shit, man.
Like, let's go through my collection again. I have 48 VHS of it, 112 DVDs, 14 laser discs.
Dealer.
Actually, I kind of have a question for him, and I kind of wish he would answer it. He probably won't after all this. But does he have anything signed by Prince?
Oh.
Because if you don't... Oh,
and
well,
it doesn't count if you bought it on eBay.
Loser.
Yeah,
it's not real.
And that means you're not a fan.
Yeah, man, this is what it sounds like when the loser cries.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you don't hear it because he does it over live journal. All
right.
Oh. This is what you hear
oh,
like...
Actually, he did call. I'm pretty sure that was him that called in the hotline and said, loser, or you're a fool.
You're a fool.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did he sound gay or no?
Oh, you haven't listened to the last episode?
I wasn't on it, okay?
Damn.
Oh,
damn.
Oh,
I'm just joking.
What a straight-up Ryan move to pull.
I know, right?
Ouch.
Even I listen.
Oh, we do have a call to go over to, but we'll do that at the end. All right, Ryan, go ahead.
All right. Would you rather live in a world where the moon gave out light like a disco ball?
In a world.
Or where the sun was a big smiling face of Tom Bosley?
I cannot believe you just said that name. I have this, like, weird coincidental thing that happens with me, and I know everybody's going to say, oh, that's just how it is, that's just life. No, it's not. It's been going on since I was about 10. Randomly, I will hear or experience or see a name or a thing or something that's very uncommon that you, like, just, you know, you never hear about. Like, Tom Bosley.
I don't know who
like,
he was.
He's Tom Bosley.
Like, he was the priest and that nun that were like...
Dude, he's the dad on Happy Days.
Yeah.
And he was the main character in... There was a cartoon show called Wait Till Your Father Gets Home. It was on TV the other day. But, dude, yeah, that's just weird that you said that, because it's like, who talks about Tom Bosley ever? And I was just watching that show, and we were trying to figure out who the voice was, me and my friend, and we looked it up on Wikipedia, and... Yeah, he doesn't have a picture on Wikipedia. How weird is that?
Disco ball.
I would say disco ball, too.
Disco ball.
I like
totally.
The sun being a smiley, because it would be like, hey, wake
like
up,
him.
Here's some fucking raisins, you know?
Two
but
scoops.
He's a nice looking, he's, you know, he's an old guy. He looks like an old, happy looking guy.
You're gay.
Disco ball. It's the not gay choice.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's disco inferno, man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No. I just think the sun should be a little bit more happy instead of spewing death.
Dude, the sun, when I think of a smiling sun, I think of Roger Rabbit, where Bob Hoskins goes into Toontown and it's like, smile! And the sun comes up and the whole fucking landscape is like singing. So that wouldn't be bad either.
Been a long time.
I mean, it's not like it's Charles Manson. It's like a...
Right, or Jack Nicholson.
Happy days. You know?
All right,
Misty, you're next.
Okay. Would you rather be bludgeoned to death with a slab of beef?
Ouch.
Or be trapped in a submarine until it slowly filled up with water?
Whoa.
Vinegar or Elvis impersonators?
What?
The way it's written, it's looking like it's giving you a choice there.
Dude, Elvis impersonators, but I don't see how you die. I mean, I guess the air would run out.
Well, they're fat.
it doesn't say 70s Elvis or 50s Elvis. He would be in heaven.
Herb would be in heaven.
Yeah, like, but it doesn't say 50s or 70s Elvis. Oh, it doesn't. 50s Elvis is the thin, hip-shaking Elvis. Yeah. And 70s Elvis is the fat, about to die, sweaty,
druggy,
yucky Elvis.
One for the money, two for the show.
Wait, what was the first one again?
Be bludgeoned to death with a slab of beef.
Dude, that would take a long time, and it depends on what kind of beef it was, because I like sausage.
Wait a minute, you said you like sausage?
That's pork.
Yeah. That's pork.
That's swine.
Dude, whatever.
Not kosher.
It's meat.
There's beef sausage.
Yeah, bitch.
Misty.
That's what Italian sausage is.
Thank you, Misty. You're the all-knowing 411.
That's gross.
Excuse us.
I only eat pig.
Excuse me, learn your sausages.
I don't know a lot about sausage. I can tell
obviously
you.
Obviously not. Onion.
I guess I know the least about sausage here.
Ricky knows about boy sausages.
Yeah.
And hamburger buns. And squirrels.
Yeah, I have to agree with Herb on that one, though. I'd rather be, like, drowned, I guess, than be beaten with beef. Like,
well,
because that's painful.
Worded,
like, maybe
I don't like
slowly slip into death. Like,
you can choose from the vinegar, the water, or the Elvis impersonators.
Vinegar, no, because that's gross.
I would go with water.
Yeah, water.
I would go with.
And where would you
Elvis
get enough Elvis impersonators or vinegar?
Because it says slowly filled up. For all you know,
yeah, it would just
one
do it.
Elvis impersonator every hour. Until it fills up.
I don't think I want to hang out with a bunch of Elvis impersonators in my life. Because
they're
moments.
Probably all singing and they're taking up all your oxygen.
You know what? It doesn't say that. Look, I'm getting technical here, okay?
Got vinegar
in
this
Elvis
submarine.
Impersonators. It doesn't mean
it's a game.
While they're
it's a game.
Impersonating Elvis.
It's a game. You know they'd all be drunk.
Well, yeah, I guess if we were gonna have like one big party.
Actually, he was probably addicted to heroin, so he'd probably be sweating it through. So
I don't think it was heroin. I think it was what was it?
I thought it was pills.
I don't want to drown in a capsule underwater.
Yeah, he was into like pain pills, and
I don't want to be bludgeoned to death with. Fleshy animal meat.
You know, I changed mine to the Elvis impersonators because I want somebody to find a submarine full of Elvis impersonators.
Yeah, dude. And then we can
dead
start sending
Elvis
yellow submarine, except it'll be all country and shit.
Or since it's like a submarine and, you know, it's like airtight and everything, that means it's basically like a time capsule. So hopefully they'll forget about it. It'll get buried hundreds of thousands of years from now. They'll dig it up and be like, this was
the fuck
filled
is this guy?
With copies of this man.
All right, so we're running out of time, so we have to keep
he
going.
Must have been a god.
Would you rather for beginners? Oh, this is a would you rather for beginners. Would you rather have terrible burn scars or a nice complexion with a cute button nose?
Wait, what? How is that a real one?
I'd say the burn scars.
It's for beginners. It's not as harsh.
I'd say the burn scars, dude.
What's wrong with having a button nose?
No, burn scars like an actual button nose.
Right. Like a Cabbage Patch doll.
Yeah, but there's lots of people who have burn scars. There's only one person that has a button nose, and that's you.
Yeah, but covered with burn scars, man, that's like That's like fucking Mel Gibson, dude.
That's like painful.
Yeah, I mean that's like character right there.
I say button history. Nose.
I say button
I could market
nose.
It, make money.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna have to say button nose too.
All right,
Ryan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you rather live in a world where it rained those red rubber playground balls, or where it snowed shredded cheese?
Snowed shredded cheese.
I'm going to go with playground balls.
I'm going to go with playground balls because that shit was so much fun to fucking pick the hell out of people. With like with dodgeball, dude.
It's raining them, though. You don't have to get them out, over Rob, where...
Ricky. You don't have to pull them out. Oh, sorry. Here. You don't have control where the shredded cheese falls, and then the
but
sun comes
lightly.
Out and melts that shit. And then you got slippery cheese everywhere.
Dude, yeah, that's well, gross. And it's all greasy and shit.
Yeah, but how are you going to walk with balls all over
and,
the place?
And instead of snow plowers, you have cheese plowers.
Oh, good one, Misty.
Yeah,
but dude, what happens when it gets all moldy because nobody's going to eat it off the ground?
It's a lot easier to clean up some kickballs.
That's like we put it in the ocean like they all do all the other garbage.
I don't know, man. Dodgeballs would be a lot better, dude. You just have to – you'd always have a weapon to shut people up.
Where are they all going
to
go?
They just bounce,
I don't know,
man.
Where's all this cheese going
to
go?
Actually, I need to show you guys a commercial.
At least the cheese is biodegradable. The rubber balls aren't.
Yeah.
We can kick them into space.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know, dude. You guys got to see this commercial.
Kick them into space with his superpowers.
Okay, there you go. Oh, it's my turn.
He flies around California.
Okay. You guys need to see this commercial from, like, France. I gotta show you. I got to find it again online. But there's this commercial where they show, like, they get like this huge amount of those little bouncy balls, like super balls that you buy in the vending machines at grocery stores, you know.
Yeah.
And they bounce them all the way down like this huge hill in this city, and there's like millions of these things. And they actually did it. It wasn't
ball avalanche.
Yeah, and it wasn't like CGI. They actually did it, and I have to find it. I found it on some guy's website, but it was like really cool. And it's kind of, I mean, it's kind of like a visualization of that. Would you rather? I mean, it's like, wow, if that really happened, that'd be amazing. Just for a little while.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Would you rather? I think we discussed this one once, but not on air.
Ooh.
Would you rather have to masturbate with the mandatory use of a SpongeBob SquarePants hand puppet? Or.
I'm ready.
Or have any dialogue in your masturbation fantasy spoken in Korean?
Korean.
Why?
SpongeBob, because I just... Dude, SpongeBob, because I just wouldn't masturbate anymore. I'd just go have sex.
Yeah, some of us don't have that luxury. And I'll explain why later.
It's the beard, man. You're, like, pushing away the girls.
No, honestly, I just recently got...
cock that pushes them away.
Because I'm a girl, and it would be really weird to have SpongeBob down there.
Yeah. SpongeBob going downtown.
But you could be in the shower and just pretend like you're washing it.
Yeah.
It says hand puppet.
Well, he's made out of sponge.
I'm ready.
he could live inside your pineapple.
Oh. No,
Fruitopia.
No SpongeBob.
And right next door would be his friend, the chocolate starfish.
Oh.
Patrick.
Oh my god, that was funny. Hey, can we
are we ready to get out?
No, I have to play the call that we got real quick.
Okay, well all right, well I gotta get some shout outs to a few things after that, but go ahead.
Okay, well this is a caller called in, as why I would say it was a caller. Anyway, it's the brother of the famous Borat. You know, the movie?
Borat.
So this is it. We're going to play it. Here we go.
Very nice. I call about your monkey. Yes, this is Borat from Kazakhstan. I think you know maybe my brother. He is a famous Borat, but I need the monkeys for my car and the push, and also for the spanking. How much is for one pack monkeys and maybe 12 for spanky with tight anus, very tight anus. because when they're no good with the tight anus, we have to burn in the Yugo. But call back. We have no number, so send burn the smoke three times to the west, twice to the east. And yes, and holler, say your mother is a goat and she sucks the monkey. And then I know to call you back to find out how many monkeys I can buy. Remember, that's four times to the west for three monkeys. Okay, call back. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Because I think... Because I think he's doing it in his office. Like, they're all listening to him call. Because the whole office... Oh, by the way, I want to give a shout-out to Kevin in North Carolina. And I met him a couple weekends ago at the Gay Rodeo. But he has his whole office listening to our show now. So it's cool.
Nice.
Thanks, Kevin. And that was That's his awesome, friend, man. Morat.
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 All right, any shout-outs?
I recently, in the past like month, I wanted to hit up a few concerts before I moved. So even though one of these bands is coming down to Florida within the time that I move anyway, everybody, if you've never heard of them or you like semi-punk, semi-rock, semi-indie, semi-awesome music, check out two bands. There's a band called Saves the Day that I'm a big fan of, and a band called Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. And they both were just here. Their shows are under $15. I mean, Ted Leo was like $12. He puts on a great show. Saves the Day is going to be in Cleveland pretty soon, and then Connecticut and Pittsburgh and Boston, and then they'll be in Florida for like 3 dates. I want to see them again when I'm there, but they're like, it's like May 11th. They'll be in Orlando and then Fort Lauderdale and then St. Petersburg, so I won't make it. But anyway, if anybody wants to download anything, I have all their stuff. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of them or anybody's into good, cool music, but I just had to give a shout out because I had a really good time. The shows were awesome. Usually, I do like concerts, but I'm not a huge concert goer just because, I don't know, I mean, they're really loud, and it's kind of a waste of money in a way, especially if it doesn't get crazy and you don't have a good time, and, you know, you have to stand for like 4 hours. I mean, you have to be really into a band to really enjoy a concert, in my opinion, and a lot of the times, you know, it's good to go to cheap ones, but there's only been about two or three really good shows I've ever been to, so if anybody's interested, hit me up. Ted Leo will be in Michigan like tomorrow, and then Canada for like a couple more weeks.
Who
and
goes to Canada?
Yeah, I know, right? But
Canadians and old people.
So yeah, I just felt like giving a shout out because they're awesome bands, and I never really talked about them on the show, and I had like an awesome time at their show. So by chance, if they ever happen to listen to the podcast, I love you. And
oh yeah, right, because we're that famous.
Hey, I don't know, man. We're both on MySpace. They are, and we are. So.
Check out my podcast, dude. I'm like your biggest fan.
Misty wants to say something. Ooh.
I think everybody should recheck out the MySpace page.
Oh, yes, because Misty's our new MySpace page girl. She's like doing everything.
I'm a MySpace page bitch now. Yeah.
It's really nice. It's
MySpace.com / Is that the little one that goes that way? Yeah. / Foul Monkeys.
Thank you, Misty. You're awesome.
And also, who was I going to say thank you to?
Your mom.
Thank you, Mom, for birthing the hottest guy ever.
Oh, that's sweet.
I was telling somebody today. I mean, I just like it's my opinion, and I don't need to hear any feedback from anybody else other than Ryan and Misty because you guys aren't gay, so it's okay. But I don't know. I just Ricky honestly is just about the most attractive man I've ever met, pretty much. I mean, it's not just physical, even though you're very sexy, and I do like big balls. But I don't know, I was telling my friend today, it's just like an altogether package, and I think if you feel that way about the person that you're in love with or that you're with, then you're in the best possible position you can be in. If you don't feel that way, then get that way. You know what I mean? You should feel like your partner is the best person, not the best person ever in the whole world. It's just like, you know, you should think very highly about
them. I am the best person in the fucking world.
Well, it's just like, you know, a lot of guys, well, yeah, my boyfriend's hot, whatever. And it's like, so why are you with him if he's not, like, awesome? I mean, like, why do people settle for anything less? I mean, you know, if Ricky wasn't, like, the awesome person that he is, we probably wouldn't be in the same position that we're in now. I mean, we both kind of, like, clicked, and it's working, and I want to give a shout-out to you, because I love you, and I haven't told you in a while, on the show, at least. And
thank you.
And thanks to Ryan, because you're really seriously funny. And, dude, we need to, like, hang out when I move there, because I need to, like, network and, like, make friends with a bunch of people and, like, get a whole following.
Following? Shit.
Not a follow. Not like that. I just mean, like, a whole... I need, like, a whole, like base of people to hang out with, you know what I mean? Because Ricky and I are going to have crazy schedules, and we're going to get a lot of time to spend with each other, but a lot of time where we're not. So it's like, I want to meet some cool people. I miss Florida a whole lot, and I know it's not all crazy weird people. I know there's some cool people there, so. And okay. Missy, you sound equally awesome, so I'm very, very excited to meet you.
Thanks. I'm actually really excited to meet you, too.
Cool.
All right, we have to leave because I had to do this in two separate things, and think it's because we can only do an hour and 6 minutes in GarageBand.
Damn GarageBand.
So I might have to find another way of editing this. But I want to invite everyone to go to the website,
www.thalmonkeys.com,
and go to the MySpace page, which Missy already gave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everyone, dial our number, 206-984-FOWL. If you'd like to leave a message for Ernest, I mean, we would more than gladly play it for you on our show.
Oh, definitely. You don't even have to know him, because think about it. He didn't know us, and he started talking shit, so.
All right.
Dumb bitch.
Also, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com, and join our Frapper map.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And let us know where you're at.
Leave us a review on iTunes.
Let us know where you're at, even if it's in Kazakhstan. I want more at to go on the Frapper map, and fucking, we want listeners in Kazakhstan, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
and leave comments and reviews and everything, because
we need it.
With your name.
Yeah, with your
name. Because if you're anonymous.
Even if it's something saying that everybody here sucks.
Yeah, you can rip us completely, but don't be a pussy.
You know, mm-hmm. Suck.
Day in and day out, baby.
See, I told you had something in common with him, Missy. And Missy's.
I didn't know. I don't know. I didn't know she likes squirrels too.
She likes the squirrels and the snakes.
Oh snap! And the Wolverine with cobra heads.
All right, we got to get out of here.
All right.
Later, people.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
What's going on here?